On today's episode of the Grizz Podcast, I want to respond to the recent commercial released by Gillette, the company known for men's razors and shaving products. It's causing quite a stir with mixed responses and opinions, and today, the Grizz responds. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Yo, thanks for tuning in and listening to the Grizz Podcast. Today is Friday, January 18th, 2019. Today is actually my wife Stephanie's birthday, so shout out to her. Happy birthday, Stephanie. Thanks for all you do as a wife and as a mom to our three kids. And of course, for our dog Ruger, who you love more than anyone else. It's very obvious. We all know it. Hashtag truth. Just saying. Anyway, today I had the day off of work because I injured my back yesterday, dude. It is hurting. I think I have some kind of a herniated disc. That's what it feels like. I've had it before. And we were working on a screened-in porch. And this past week, I was also doing a lot of snow shoveling. But with the screened-in porch, I was lifting a lot of lumber. On Monday, I did some deadlifts at the gym. And so I think it all just piled up, and yesterday my lower back was like, dude, enough. So today I am heating and I am icing my back. I'm just resting, but it's all good because it actually gives me some time to address this whole Gillette commercial fiasco. So here we go. So this past week, Gillette, the company known for men's razors and shaving products, released a commercial that had absolutely nothing to do with their razors and shaving products. The commercial that is causing quite a stir among men in America starts out with images of different men looking at themselves in a mirror. And as they look at themselves in the mirror, they look confused, they look bothered, and then you hear brief sound bites of news reports about bullying, and then about the Me Too movement. Then a narrator does a wordplay on Gillette's slogan and says, "Is this the best a man can get?" And then all of a sudden, there's these older teen guys chasing this younger and weaker looking teen guy. We have no idea why they're chasing him. I guess it's supposed to portray bullying. And then there's an image of a mom hugging her young teen son. And then these text messages pop up on the screen that say things like, "Freak, you're such a loser, everyone hates you, sissy." And I guess that that is supposed to portray cyberbullying that was happening to her son. And I see that, and my first thought was, where's the dad in this scenario? I don't know. I guess he's not stepping up, manning up, and being dad. Maybe it's a single mom home. I don't know. Then you hear in the commercial more news reports in the background with images of news shows. Something about sexual harassment is said. And then the narrator says, "We can't hide from it." Then the narrator says, "It's been going on for far too long." And then you see these video images on an old TV. And the first one is a cartoon of some old men, cartoon old men, that are whistling at a pretty cartoon woman. Then another video image of an attractive African-American woman dressed in a maid's outfit. She's dusting or something. And then she is grabbed in the butt by a white, middle-aged business-type man. And this African-American woman looks startled. The man smiles as if he derived pleasure from doing it. Then there's a brief image of what looks like college students at a pool party. I mean, this whole thing, this whole commercial is moving really fast. Then there's a brief image of what looks like college students at a pool party. They're all in swimsuits, and it looks like they were dancing or something. Then the next image is of three nerdy-looking teen guys sitting on the couch together, watching TV. One of them has the remote in his hands. I'm not sure what that's about. I guess they were watching the pool or the beach party on TV. I have no idea. Then the narrator says, "We can't laugh it off." Then there's this scene, next scene. This is all one commercial, man. It's moving quick. The next scene is of a corporate business meeting. There's all men in the meeting and one woman. And the guy that's leading the meeting touches the woman, the one woman in the scene, in the business meeting. He touches her on the shoulder and apologetically says to all the guys in the meeting, "Actually, what I think she's trying to say." And then you see the woman's face. She looks scared. She looks humiliated, embarrassed. Like she doesn't even want to be there. Then the narrator says, "Making the same old excuses." And then the next scene is of some very young boys in a fist fight in a backyard where a cookout is going on. There's three dads by the grill and they're looking on and they're passively doing nothing about the fist fight. And they just say to each other, "Boys will be boys." The phrase is repeated. And then there's this endless line of men standing behind smoking grills, like, you know, grills like they're barbecuing outside. And all of them in unison together, they shrug their shoulders and they keep saying the same phrase, "Boys will be boys. Boys will be boys." Then the narrator says, "But something finally changed." Then you hear more news reports reporting about allegations of sexual assault and sexual harassment. Then the narrator says, "And there will be no going back because we believe in the best in men." Then once again, you see images of guys staring at themselves in a mirror. Then you see former NFL player Terry Crews testifying before Congress on C-SPAN about the quote-unquote Sexual Assault Survivors' Rights Act. And you hear him passionately say, "We need to hold men accountable." Then there's the pool party scene again. And one girl in a bikini is talking to another girl in a bikini. And this college-age white dude at the party who is looking at them obviously says something offensive. I mean, we're not actually sure what he says. And then it shows this other college-age dude coming over to the white dude who made the comment, whatever the comment was, we don't know. And he looks bothered, and he says to the white dude, "Come on, like, come on, you know, you shouldn't be saying that." Then the narrator says, "To say the right thing." Then you see this pretty white woman. We're going to the next scene. This is the same commercial. Then you see this pretty white woman walking down a busy city sidewalk in the middle of the day, and some white dude notices her, and he begins to approach her from behind to say something. we aren't sure what he's going to say. Then his African-American friend who's standing beside him steps up as if he's holding him back from the white woman, and he says to the white dude, "Not cool," as if this white dude is about to do something to this pretty white woman in the middle of the day on this busy city sidewalk, or say something that he shouldn't say, or something offensive. I don't know. We don't know. Then you see the older teen kids who were chasing the younger teen kid at the beginning of the commercial. Now they're on the same busy city sidewalk in the middle of the day, and they're still chasing the younger, weaker-looking teen kid. Let me grab a sip of my drink real quick. And then you see this dad who's walking hand in hand with his young son. He notices the older teen boys yelling and chasing the younger one. And then the narrator says, "In ways big and small." Then it switches to a scene on a street corner with African-American teen guys shaking hands like they're making up for something, as if there's some kind of reconciliation. Then the scene switches to an African-American father with his young daughter. They're looking in the bathroom mirror, and he's teaching her to say, "I am strong." And she repeats that phrase after him. Then the next scene is back to the backyard grill scene, you know, the barbecue with the dads, where the two boys were in a fist fight. And one of the dads leaves the grill, runs over to the boys, breaks up the fight, and says, "That's not how we treat each other." Then the scene switches back to the busy city sidewalk, where the older teen boys have finally caught up to the younger, weaker-looking teen boy, and it looks like they're bullying him. And that father, who was walking with his young son in the city, has come over to intervene and break up the bullying. And his young son is watching the whole intervention that his dad does. And the young son is smiling up at his dad as if he's proud of his dad for coming to the rescue of this young teen boy who is being bullied. Then the narrator says, "Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow." And then it shows the faces of several young boys of different races. And then across the screen, it says, "The best a man can get. It's only by challenging ourselves to do more that we can get closer to our best." All right. So that's the whole commercial. And I would show it to you, but this is an audio podcast, and I'm sure most of you listening, you already saw it, but I'm just going through the whole thing. So if you saw it, I'm kind of refreshing your memory. This is everything that goes down. This is everything that has been said in this Gillette commercial that has absolutely nothing to do with Gillette's razors or shaving products. All right, so let me give you everything that the narrator of the commercial says without being interrupted by images or other sound bites. This is everything I can pull from it. The narrator says, and I quote, "Is this the best a man can get?" Then he says, "We can't hide from it. It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off, making the same old excuses. But something finally changed. And there will be no going back, because we believe in the best in men to say the right thing in ways big and small, because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow. The best a man can get. It's only by challenging ourselves to do more that we can get closer to our best." All right, so I went on the private Facebook group for the Grizz Tribe, and I asked some of you guys to share your responses, your opinions, your take on all of this, and let me pull some of those up, because there were some really good responses by you guys who are in the tribe, and I appreciate you taking time to do that. Let's see here. I'm pulling it up. I'm actually on my computer right now. Here it is, the Grizz Tribe for Men Only private Facebook group. And I said, curious what you men think about this new Gillette commercial, thinking about doing a podcast on it. I definitely have some thoughts and opinions, but wanted to hear from the tribe first. So I'll go through these with you guys. The first one is from Ryan. He says, yeah, I'm definitely confused on this one. Please help, LOL. And then he says, my initial and visceral reaction was out of positivity and compassion, a charge for us to step up. Now with all the backlash, I can see how it can be interpreted the other way. Also, hindsight being 2020, I do wonder the motive and intent behind the ad. I thought of an analogy about pit bulls. To this day, when I see one, I'm a little sketchy because I've been told over time through stories, videos, news reports, and a myriad of other avenues that they're an aggressive dog breed. But that's not fair to all pit bulls. Sure, the animal in them is designed to be an animal, but if you train them to kill and attack, they will kill and attack. However, if you train them to be a great dog to protect and yet play, they can be an amazing animal. I think we have a responsibility as men to, yes, nurture that animal side of us, but we keep it in check and balance with the compassion and love we're called to do as well. I think your personal situation will drive how you view it. This is a tough one. And then Don, he left a comment. He says, it's stupid and demeaning, but I don't pay much attention to any commercial pushing something different than what their product actually does. When a razor company starts telling people how to live their lives, I just quit using their products, such as Gillette. I've used Gillette products all my life until now. I have lost all my desire to purchase their products, but there is a good side. I'll now check out the Dollar Shave Club, cloud silver lining, Then Ryan responded, he says, the interesting reactions I've seen are from women who see what society is doing to men through ads like this and by espousing, quote unquote, toxic masculinity. They don't like it. They want men who are men, not perfect or trained men. I see ads like this as making men feel bad for being men and boys not carrying away from becoming men. This is not an excuse, not to excuse the inerrant bad found in some men, but to paint all boys and men with that same brush is unfair and damaging. I enjoyed Carson's analogy of the pit bulls. That was the Ryan who commented earlier. And then Nate steps up and he says, there's a difference between quote unquote toxic masculinity and being a man. This ad seems to confuse and blur the lines. Abusing people, wrong. Play fighting in the backyard during a barbecue, not wrong. In fact, boys need to play and be active. This ad lumps all forms of male activity into the same category. Then Philip comments and he says, the media chooses what they want to fill people's heads with. In my opinion, it's an attempt to get men to think about how we're wired. Watching that video, it makes me assume that all men automatically objectify women, show masculinity by bullying and degrading each other, etc. However, I'm sure it's implied not all men are like that. I don't think it's something worth getting offended over, but I see why someone would. I think it's more of an attempt to get people talking about the Gillette name. I personally believe we all need to stop playing the media's game of getting up in arms every time something like this is created. And then Ben says, when I watched the commercial, I didn't conclude that the commercial was saying every man behave this way. However, some men do behave like this, which is not right and should be addressed. And then Ben says, yesterday I posted a long post about the American Psychological Association's new guidelines on working with men and boys that attacks achievement and adventure as negative male traits. I see the war on masculinity and am frankly scared about its impact on society. With all that said, I like this ad. We as men should stand up against bullying and sexual harassment. We shouldn't be pushovers, but we shouldn't be animals either. We should be the real men that God wants us to be. And then Andrew speaks up and he says, unfortunately, I'm skeptical of things like this. I do question their motives, but I like to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm not a fan of boycotting things. I can't tell you the last time I boycotted anything besides Adam Sandler movies, and only because they are awful now. I like the message of being kinder men and challenging men to be proactive in protecting others, but I also grow tired of the constant criticism placed on all men, i.e. phrases like toxic masculinity and mansplaining, etc. It often feels like they are painting most men as predators and seem to want to demean men for simply being born male. I guess I say all of that to say I'm ambivalent to this commercial. I'll probably forget I ever saw it in like a few weeks. Couple more. Dustin spoke up and he said, I don't like the term toxic masculinity. Everything in this ad is toxic behavior. It has nothing to do with being a man or being masculine. True masculinity involves being strong, but also being kind, courteous, respectful, and loving. At least that's what my father taught me. Then Rick spoke up. He said, this ad is all over the place and it's very confusing, much like our culture. They dance around all these particular virtues that they want men to exhibit, but what they promote is a toxic masculinity. Masculinity is the glad acceptance of sacrificial responsibility, but this is not what our culture promotes. Jesus is the perfect example of real masculinity. It was only after I came to this realization in my early 20s that I was able to begin to chase after and pursue true masculinity. Our culture refuses to accept Jesus, so it's no surprise they are confused over true masculinity. Let me grab a drink. Man, all these comments are really good, thought-provoking. They were helping me form some of my own views and opinions on this. Hang on. A little more bubbly. Brent spoke up and he says, this whole thing is extremely out of proportion. I don't understand where everyone is getting this stuff. I watched the ad twice, and with my wife, we both saw something that was really encouraging men to hold other men accountable for our own actions and a reminder that our boys are watching us, which is exactly what Jesus taught us to do. Jesus also stepped in and protected those who were being bullied, men and women. I mean, let's face it, our society really has gone the other way. And this ad, I feel, is a call to all men to turn from the way Hollywood, I feel, has trained us to be and think. If anything, I feel like this ad is trying to undo Hollywood's bad influence. But maybe I really missed something that everyone else got, because reading through everyone's comments on here made me really confused after watching this. And then Bill spoke up and he says, okay, so after watching this five times since 5 a.m. this morning, twice at regular speed and once at 75% speed and two times at 50% speed, I am fairly sure that this is nothing more than propaganda from the left. However, the Spirit convicted me that the actions depicted in the video are out of control. And why shouldn't he? Because they are wrong. Having said that, at 50% speed, at approximately 3 seconds into it, subliminally, it mentions the Me Too movement. I used to be those men, but now I have Christ in my life. I'm not those men anymore. I don't endorse fighting unless it's to protect my family or freedom from harm. We have been designed to be attracted to the opposite sex. However, I do not like that when I see a pretty, I don't act like that when I see a pretty woman. I might say, wow, but I don't stick my tongue out and disfigure my body as she walks by. I am a married man. Can you imagine how that would make my wife feel if she knew I did something like that? Bullying is just wrong. Although, even wildlife, there is dominance over the weak. Doesn't make it right, it's just how it is. I totally feel that I do not sexually degrade or exploit women anymore because I found Christ. Otherwise, I would still be doing those things. Perhaps this well-done advertisement will help, but who knows but God. I think the bottom line is, number one, it's an advertisement meant to create recognition and buzz about a product, and it has done that. Bill says there's over 19 million views so far. I think it's working. He says, number two, it's a bit over the top, but it addresses modern day issues, like it or not. Number three, it is pushing a hidden agenda, i.e. the Me Too movement, which is also out of control in some ways. Number four, it makes you think, which is never a bad thing. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. James 1:19. So those are the comments from you guys, the Grizz Tribe, and I super, super appreciate them. And they really helped me to think through this commercial. At first I saw it and I was like, oh, there's some pretty cool stuff in there. But there was something also in there that was unsettling, that kind of bothered me, and I wasn't sure why. And then the other part of me was just like, who cares? Roll on. I got better things to do than a Gillette commercial. But I start seeing how much it's getting attention on social media and then on the news channels and then hearing from some of you guys. Like, it stirred something in you. And so, you know, one of the things with the Grizz podcast, not one of the things, the thing, is that I'm always trying to make it raw, real, and relevant. Well, this commercial is extremely relevant to our lives and what's going on in our society, in our culture right now. So I got a couple of things that I want to say, and these are my opinions, my views, and I hope that they help get you guys thinking about some things that I'm not sure that all of you have thought about that relates to this commercial and the message that is being portrayed and the message that's not being portrayed. There's some things that are not being said that should have been said. Number one, the commercial does totally lead you to believe that all American men have been the major problem in our society, and now it's finally time for them to change. Like, that is a message that is coming across. All American men have been the major problem in our society, and now it's finally time for them to change. And that's just not true. And listen, if Gillette says, no, that's not what we're saying, then make a statement. Then put out something. No, that's not what we're saying about all American men. Some males in our American society, I won't call them men, have been the problem, but not all of them. The media will, of course, constantly run headlines about male bullies and predators and rapists and pedophiles, etc., like Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey or Larry Nassar, etc. But listen, there are many good and noble men in America doing good and noble acts every single day. But they don't make the liberal media's headlines. Maybe if the liberal media showed more of them and the good and noble things that they're doing, it would influence younger males to follow suit. But the liberal media doesn't show that. What gets all the attention on the headlines constantly: male bullies, predators, rapists, pedophiles, sexual harassment cases. Number two thought that I have. The message of don't objectify, disrespect, harass, grope, or abuse females, I agree with that message completely. Thank you. But if that's something Gillette and the rest of our democratic country is passionate about, then let's really do something about it by banning all the incessant sexually charged advertising that objectifies women as sexual objects. And let it start with you, Gillette, who paraded dozens of gorgeous female models around in tight spandex outfits at an auto race with the strategically placed word Gillette boldly plastered across their backsides, which is intended to cause every male to stare at their backsides. Yeah, listen, ban all the incessant sexually charged advertising that objectifies women as sexual objects. Ban pornography, which fuels prostitution and sex trafficking and abuse. I'm all for it. Go for it. Do it. But you won't do it because you know that sex sells. And the dollar is what really matters to so many of you. I fear that Gillette is just jumping on the cultural bandwagon right now. This is the hip popular thing. Because as I said, we can go all the way back to Gillette's form of advertising at an auto race with these gorgeous female models running around in tight blue spandex outfits with the word in big white bold plastered on their backsides, Gillette, right across their butt. Amen. Great advertising, Gillette. Great. You listen, you guys want to come out and act like you're for something? Okay, just know you're talking out both sides of your mouth. Then apologize for that advertising. Number three, thoughts from the Grizz. The message of don't bully the weak or defenseless. I agree with that message completely. But if that's something Gillette and the rest of our democratic country is now passionate about, then let's start with speaking up and standing up for the weakest and most defenseless. I'm talking about the millions of Americans who are legally slaughtered every year, the millions of Americans inside the womb who have not been born yet. Show some images of that on the next Gillette commercial. I hear the screams of millions upon millions of unborn who are crying a lot more than hashtag me too. They are crying murder. They are crying government-funded genocide. You see, I know of thousands of good and noble men who are standing up and speaking up for them and who are doing all they can to make adoption an option, a better option than abortion, murder, who are doing all they can to give to organizations like crisis pregnancy centers to ensure that the pregnant women have the care and the supplies that they will need for their child when it's in the womb and when it comes out of the womb. And today in our country, Friday, January 18th, many of those good and noble men will stand up and speak up in our nation's capital at the Right to Life March. So, if bullying a weak, young, teen boy is wrong, and I believe it is, good job, Gillette, sincerely, not being sarcastic. And if men need to come and intervene on his behalf, like you showed in that commercial, good job, that was cool. I agree. I would do that. Then why is it so sexist and insensitive for us as Christian men to stand up and to speak up for the millions of children inside the womb who are legally being murdered every single day here in America and our government funds it? Well, why are we sexist and insensitive for standing up and speaking up and trying to intervene and protect them? But it's good and noble for us to run across the street and to help the young teen boy being bullied by the older teen boys. And the son looks up at his dad, "I'm so proud of you, Dad." But what, we can't come and stand up and speak up and try to protect and rescue the unborn inside their mother's wombs? Roe v. Wade needs to be overturned, period. what we know now about life inside the womb, we did not know back when Roe v. Wade was passed, legalized, abortion. We didn't know everything we know now. Thought number four from the Grizz. The message of boys, that boys shouldn't be fist fighting, that you get where the dad comes over, the boys are fist fighting in the backyard. You know, hey guys, there's a better way to handle this. This whole message of boys shouldn't be fist fighting, because it's very vague. I would say boys shouldn't be fist fighting. Well, that depends. That's my response. That depends. You're like, what are you talking about, Grizz? Man, they were fist fighting. That, you know, they shouldn't be doing that. That depends. We have no idea why those young boys in the Gillette commercial were fist fighting. You are sending the message, Gillette, that all fist fighting among boys and men is wrong. And I completely disagree with that message, because sometimes a boy or a man needs to fight, physically fight. You see, at the backyard cookout where these two boys were fighting, you know, did one of the boys hurt the other boy's younger sister? Was he sticking up for her? Was he defending her? Did the one boy kick the boy's puppy and try to beat and abuse the puppy? And the boy's like, oh, heck no, you ain't touching my puppy like that. I mean, maybe the boy's defending his younger sister or puppy. Maybe the one boy just began bullying and hitting the other boy, and the other boy defended himself and fought back. Maybe that's why they're tussling in the backyard. Maybe one of the boys was about to grab his dad's gun and do a mass shooting at the and the other boy just fought back and was like, no, he intervened. He tried to put the boy down physically. Here's my point. There is a time when a man needs to physically fight and even go to war. There's a time for that. It can be manly, not in every situation. When I was 5 years old, my mother died of pancreatic cancer. A few months later, I was in the first grade, and I remember that our class was taking a bathroom break. You remember, the whole class goes to the bathroom at the same time. And I was still just trying to deal with the fact that my mom was gone. I was very sad. I was very depressed. I cried a lot. I had a lot going on. I had anxiety going on. And so we take this bathroom break with my first grade class, Mrs. Williams. I'll never forget. She's the teacher. And this kid named Daryl, he came up to me. I'm not sure why, but he called my mom a fat bitch right in my face. He got right in my face and disrespected my godly and deceased mother, right, like shortly after she died. I punched him square in the nose. Blood went everywhere. It was my first fist fight, first grade. I was sent to the principal at my Christian school, and I was paddled by the principal for fighting. When I came home and told my father why I punched the kid, he just looked at me. He nodded his head. He didn't punish me. I don't remember exactly what he said to me, but I didn't get a spanking. I didn't get anything taken away. I didn't get yelled at. My older sister, who was in high school, she went to the same school. She found out about it. I don't remember, have any memory of her being appalled or offended by my actions once she heard the whole story and why I punched the kid. She got it. She understood. In college, when I was in college, a young man was physically harassing and had hurt my girlfriend, who is now my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time, Stephanie. And I warned this young man weeks before. I said, you need to stop. Keep your hands off of her. Don't get in her face. Don't intimidate her. And one night, he did it again. And I went at him with everything I had in me. I grabbed him by the hair, I grabbed him by the head, and I put his head into the drywall. We got into a full-blown fist fight over it. I came away with a busted tooth. He came away with a major headache. I wasn't going to sit passively and allow him to keep physically harassing my girlfriend to where she was to the point of tears. I intervened. I stepped up. I manned up in that moment. So why were the two boys fist fighting Gillette? It's unclear. We just don't know why. I can tell you this. I've never sent the message to my son, nor will I, that all fighting is wrong. I've taught him that there's a definite time to fight when it is good and noble. That's why when he was younger, I had him learning karate. Then I enrolled him in wrestling. He wrestled for 6 years. He learned the basics of how to defend himself and others. And I've encouraged him to learn more. Heck, I want to learn more. I'd love to learn jiu-jitsu or kung fu. I did like 4 years of wrestling. I want to learn more. I want to learn judo. I think it's good and I think it's manly. I think a guy should learn how to protect himself, how to fight when he needs to, when it's for a good and noble reason. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I have told my son more than once, when I'm not around and you are with your mother and your sisters, you are the man. You take the protective role, the protector. If someone tries to hurt them or do something to them, first of all, try to get them out of there. But if you have to, if you can't, before they get hurt, you put yourself in harm's way. You fight, even if it means you get beat up. That's what a man does. And I told him, I said, if you come home completely beat up, if some dude owned you and took it to you and put you on the pavement, but I find out it was because you tried to step up and protect your mom or your sisters or some other female or some disabled kid, some special needs kid that somebody was going to do something to, and you stood up, but that guy, whoever it was, he beat you down. So I want you to know, you're a hero in my book. I will tell you, I am proud of you, even if you lost that fight. Because it's not about who won or who lost. You made a statement. This does not go when I'm around as a man. And you step in, you intervene. That's manly. So with the whole backyard little boys fighting scene, it's unclear why they were fighting. There may be a time when a little boy needs to step up and physically fight another boy. And I've given you some examples why. If a father can come over and intervene and find a better way or deal with it, great. I'm all for it. But as you guys know, we lived in a very jacked up world and things don't always pan out just the way we want it to, the way the script writer of the commercial made it work out. That's not how my life has gone. That's not how yours has gone. That's not how it will ever go down here in this broken world with broken people and broken bodies, with broken minds. It's just fallen. We live in a sinful world. So there you go. Take it or leave it. Love me or hate me. That's the Grizz's response to the recent Gillette ad. I'm not boycotting Gillette. I'm not into that. There's some definite good in the ad. But as far as razors and shaving products, I'm letting my beard grow out, but I do shave. You know, I trim around it a little bit. And I got to trim a little bit of my back hair because I hate back hair. You know, I'm a grizzly bear, man. So I get back hair. I got to get, God, I don't like that, man. You know, I'm trying to stay smooth. But I will say this. I don't use Gillette. I use Harry's shaving products. I'm not an affiliate with Harry's or anything. I just like their logo of the woolly mammoth, man. Because, you know, woolly mammoths and grizzly bears, they've always been bipartisan and good friends. And you know what I'm saying. Anyway, my brothers from other mothers, keep looking to the ultimate man, the ultimate warrior of warriors, the God man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep stepping up. Keep manning up. keep on grizzing. Hey, if the Grizz Podcast is a real blessing to you, if it is helping you to man up and step up and live the life that God is calling you to live, then two things, guys. The way that you can be a blessing back to us, leave a rating and review for the Grizz Podcast on iTunes. And then number two, consider becoming a financial supporter. Some guys give $10 a month to the Grizz Podcast. Some guys give $25 a month. If you can do that, it really does help. I put a lot of time, effort, energy, and even money into making this podcast possible for all of you guys. So if it's a blessing to you and you want to be a blessing back, leave a rating and review on iTunes, and please consider leaving a financial donation or setting up a monthly financial recurring donation. It's safe and it's secure. You can do that at narrowtrail.com/give. narrowtrail.com/give. Narrow Trail is the 501c3 nonprofit ministry that the Grizz Podcast is an outreach of. So that's it. Word to your mother.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.